lead them to the Lord. We can't do that. Because if we did that, none of us would help to spread the word, the gospel. Right? That's what it's saying. Then I teach transgression your ways. I tell them about your standards. Not the world's standards. I'm going to tell them about your standards. And sinners will what? Be converted to you. That's a role. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, and the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. And again, right here, he's being accountable to God again. Right? And he's saying, you're my God. You're not just my salvation, which I can have joy in. You're my Lord. And there's a difference. We love the salvation part. We don't like the Lord part. Because the Lord part means that we got to strain our ass. And we hate that. Because I want to do what I want to do. And not have to face consequences. That's what Reggie says to himself. But that's not what the Lord is saying. Oh Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth your praise. God gives us the strength to do things that are difficult in times. And maybe you are struggling at that moment doing that. That's why he's crying this out. Right? He had just done sins. And at that moment, maybe he's struggling doing exactly what he's saying there. So he's telling the Lord, like, I am not worthy. I am not worthy. You have to open my mouth. I don't have the strength to do it. And he's crying out, open my lips and my mouth. Why? To show the Lord's praise. It's always about the Lord. It's always about the Lord. When we do right, it's not to make us feel good. When we do right, it should be to please the Lord. And when we were doing this stuff, things get a lot easier, doesn't it? When we have the right mindset, things get a little bit clearer. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. So what is he saying there, really, right? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. So back then, they used to do burnt offerings to get right with God, right? To blot out their sins. And right there, David's saying, like, burnt offerings mean nothing. Why? It's all about the heart. If you're going to do burnt offerings, your heart has to be in the right place. Anybody can throw an animal on a fire and say that they're doing it for God. But if your heart is not in the right place of repentance, that means nothing. That means nothing. That's what he said. It's all about the heart. Where's your heart in this? If you're going to sacrifice your best animal, is it just a sacrifice because it hurts you? Where's your heart in this? Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Now, see, I was a little confused on that one. Like, that seemed so out of place. And I realized, like, I wasn't the only one. And there was other people that felt like the same thing. Because when I was looking that up, I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, why is that thrown in there? And the reason that I see that's thrown in there from what I was reading is that David was worried that his sinful actions would affect the people and the security of Jerusalem. They were building walls at that time. And he felt like if his sin would affect other people, and we already said that that's what can happen, right? That when we sin, we affect other people through our sin. Sometimes others face consequences because of us. That's generational sin, you see. Right? We all heard of generational sin? Like if sin gets into the family, it just keeps getting repeated. Right? And it's hard to break generational sin. So it affects other people. And so David was worried. I don't want, he's pleading with God, I don't want this. Let's keep building the wall. Don't let my sin, my decision, affect the rest of the people of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Having his heart in the right place will allow the burnt offerings then to be acceptable to God. Right? It's all about our heart, our intention. Our intention. Where is your heart with the Lord? I'm going to close down here a little bit. So that's Psalm 51. There's a lot to be learned there, isn't there? And that's just, I mean, other than the 18, that's my interpretation that God gave me. Now, I would advise you to go back and read that again yourself and see what he gives you. And gives you. Because there may be things that I didn't talk about that you may get. This is not a one-day service, right? This is a daily thing. This is a daily thing. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Like I said, since the day we were born, that guy has been on our tails. And the more we stand in the light, the more he hates that. He's after us. But he can't occupy us. It can only be one occupant. It can only be one occupant. And if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that is your occupant. So you don't have to worry about those other ones. But they're going to tempt you. They're going to make you think you can. But it can't. Satan loves people not being accountable. He loves that. That's part of him devouring us. And let's not let the lack of self-accountability be one of the ways he devours us. Let's not let that happen. If we're strong enough to do a sin against God's standard, let us be strong enough to stand up and own up to it and say sorry. Instead, let the Holy Spirit and conviction lead us to accountability, allowing Jesus to intercede for us, which allows the gift of God's forgiveness. I'm going to repeat that again. Right? Instead, let the Holy Spirit convict us. Right? And conviction lead us to be accountable. He spurs us. We got to take a step and be accountable. Right? And that allows Jesus to intercede for us, which allows God and I'm going to have to go back and read through this again myself, you know, just to grasp a hold of all this. And I just pray that these aren't just words. That these words that you gave really go into us. We take it as truth, and we start acting like the people that were bold, being accountable. I don't need to know it all, but you do. You do. Let's be accountable. Let's give us the strength, Lord. Everything comes from you. You give us the strength. You show us our faults. You convict us. Three in one. A thing of beauty. Encouraging us. Step by step, day by day. Mistake by mistake. Give us joy. Help us to stand on the high ground. We just love you and thank you. In your name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so Steve sends me a message this morning and says, talking that he's had these struggles. I mean, we've known he's had these struggles for a while and stuff, and it's hard to hear that from other believers, isn't it? It's just like, it's so, it affects our hearts, right? It affects our hearts. And so he sent me a message this morning, and around 8:15, I happened to look at it and stuff. He says he has a testimony, and that about his struggles that he's been going through and stuff. And I just felt like the Lord said that was going to be very powerful, which it was. And so I get in the shower and. Where's the joke? I'm Zano. I'm in the shower. I told you that the Lord speaks to me in the shower before. And so Joe had bought me like a little pad that's waterproof. That's waterproof that I could write in the shower. Isn't that weird? So anyway, because I told you guys before that I get these thoughts by in the shower and stuff. And I don't know if it's the heat or what. It's quiet. I don't know. Some people sing in the shower. And I get thoughts from God in the shower. So anyway, I start writing down some things on a little notepad, and by 8:30, the message that I had for you guys today was out the door. You know, it was for next week. And so, at 8:45, I started writing a message. God was putting on my heart related to what Steve is going through and many of us are going through. And so all I got is a big mess that I just added to what Steve was talking about. So I really don't know where this is going to go, but we've been talking about boldness. We've been talking about surrendering to the Lord's will, and that's just going to make us bold. And that's what Steve just did. And that's what Steve just did. There's nothing more bold than standing in front of people, in my opinion, and telling people your weaknesses, your struggles, the hurt that's going on. And like Steve said, there's an added pressure that we get as believers that we're not meant to struggle. And I can show you 100 stories in this Bible of believers that struggle. So why do we get that mindset that we can't struggle being a believer. It's a lie from the enemy. And you know what it does? Is it adds pressure internally to us. And it damages us. It's a lie. So take boldness and surrender when the Lord says, you've got to stand in front of somebody and be vulnerable. That is a hard, that's one of the hardest things that you can do as a believer. It doesn't have to be in a big group of people. It can even be one-on-one, and it's still hard. It can be with the person that you trusted your whole life. And you had a struggle. Something weighing you down that you've held on to for a long, long time. And you were nervous to ever say it to anybody. But we're not meant to be that way. We were placed in line with each other. You have friends that you can trust. There's not a lot. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends. And I got maybe 5 that I really trust with everything. But everybody's going to have somebody. Because this journey will beat you down. This is not an easy journey. It was never meant to be easy. It's a narrow path. Like his dream. It's a narrow path. And if you're like me, and when I'm driving, and I look to the left, and Carl always says, you look to the left, you drift to the left. Stop doing that. But I'm a person that looks everywhere and has to see everything. So I'm to the left and I'm to the right. That's a dangerous situation when we're talking spiritually. It's a dangerous place to be. Steve brought up the idea of the heavenly realms. There's a lot going on in the heavenly realms. And in next week's message, you're going to hear just a little bit about that too. But what happens is whatever we do on this earth affects what goes on in the heavenly realms. And what happens in the heavenly realms affects us on earth. And a lot of people don't understand that realm. But there's a battle going on up there, and there's a battle going on here. And when we mess up, because what you're going to hear is the message about accountability next week. When we mess up and we don't own up to it, we affect the heavenly realm in a bad way. And that affects us here, down here, in a bad way. What's loosed up there is loosed down here. What's loosed down here is loosed up there. And that's what we're seeing. Believe it or not, you don't have to believe that stuff, but it's true. And that's what we're seeing. It's a battle. The reason we got this message, the theme of being bold, nobody said being bold was going to be easy. It's not. But what we're going to see is we're getting strengthened. This is a workout. You've got to strain your muscles to get stronger. If there's no strain, you're not getting stronger. Your muscles won't build. And we're being strained right now. We're being built. Do you believe that? And that's why we gotta be persistent. We gotta pursue. We gotta keep focused. We gotta be on the cornerstone. Because what happens is if you're not on the cornerstone, you're killing yourself. And we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing suicide like I've never seen before. And if you're not suicidal, you're drugging. To get away from the strain. But the strain is there for a reason, and God will use the strain to move us forward, to make us stronger. You've got to believe this. You've got to believe it. When one of us hurt, we all hurt, don't we? And what happens is, if I have a problem, and I try to do it on my own, I'm carrying 100% of the burden. Right? That's a heavy load. That will break every one of us over time. It'll break us. Things will start happening. You won't even recognize that it's happening, but it's happening. It may come out as not being able to sleep. It may come out as an ache or a pain. It may come out as headaches. But it's going to come out and affect us some way. 100% inside us. And that's one problem. That's one problem. But you know what happens? If you start to share and open up, if you tell another person, now you're carrying 50% of that problem. And that person carrying 50% of the problem. And if you tell four people, now it's 25%. And if you tell a church, now it's probably like 5%. It's a little easier to carry. It's a little easier to carry because every one of us can take that 5% and say, Lord, help this person. Help this person. And there's something I think that the Lord is saying is that there's differences, right? So you can carry a big, huge boulder 100% on your own all over the world, right? And you're, and all the focus is on that boulder. Steve said this, right? You get tunnel vision, right? We get sucked into tunnel vision. It's all me. It's all about me. Woe is me, right? And that boulder is just pressing down. You're holding on to that boulder, and it's weighing you down, right? But there's a difference if you have a wheelbarrow and you have all kinds of little rocks that maybe even way up to the boulder, right? And God, picture this, Jesus Christ carrying the wheelbarrow with all those little rocks that we just put in there to Him. To Him. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. We're meant to bear each other's burdens. We don't want to because our pride says, don't tell people your weakness. And I know this because I deal with people all the time who I say, listen, you should be using a walker right now. Because you're falling down all the time, and they say, I don't want to use a walker. Why don't you want to use a walker? Because people are going to see me using a walker. Who cares? Well, they're going to think I'm weak. You are. You are. That's why you fall down. So what looks weaker? Using a walker, you're walking and you fall down. Every 10 steps. Right? So we have, and especially the older generation, you know what we used to do when you had a handicapped child or a handicapped person in your family? You used to keep them in one room. That's what he did back in the day. Don't let people see that there's a flaw in your family. That happened. Don't let people know. Because you must have done something wrong. And that's how that child ended up like that. And that's bull stuff. Right? It's bull. We're not meant to be like that. Everybody has purpose. God didn't make mistakes. He allows things to happen. And that strengthens us. It strains us, but it strengthens us. We get beat down, but we're meant to carry each other's burdens and help each other, lift each other up. That's what we're meant to do. So don't ever feel like, oh, I don't want to pray for me, because my ground's too small. Don't do that. Because one small problem leads to another. And another. And another. And maybe you have one big problem, but maybe you have a ton of small problems. And they're killing you. And it's killing me. And if we're carrying each other's burdens, and we should do that, then John 15:12 says, this is my commandment. This is a commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you. And you don't even have to like the person, but you have to love them. There's a difference. There's a difference. You have different opinions. You have different ideas. You have different personalities. Some of us click and some of us don't. But we're meant to love each other. And if you love each other, if we love each other, we're going to carry each other's burdens. Right? Yes. And we live in a messed up world. Right? This world is, yes. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you. No. I just went to a wedding with, I don't even want to go there, but I mean, it's crazy. This world is so messed up. It's so lost. It's so lost. And many of us have an enlarged heart, like Steve, and Chris, and Robin, and Kelly, and all the rest of you. We have an enlarged heart. You know why? Because we're infused with the Holy Spirit. And that's a beautiful thing, to have an enlarged heart, that you carry a lot more than maybe an average person. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It comes with a cost a little bit. It comes with a cost. It comes with a cost that when other people hurt, you hurt. That's the cost. But we were granted with that enlarged heart. It's not a weakness. It's a strength. We turn it into a weakness when we look at it as a weakness. But it's a strength. God gave it to us, and you were made for times such as this right now, right here, carrying those burdens, because the Lord will strengthen you through that. And you may not sleep, but there's going to be a reason that he's going to allow these type of things to happen, and there's lessons to be learned everywhere. Now don't get me wrong, because I had this talk too last night with a good friend, who said, as a Christian, we're meant to help everybody. And that's wrong. That's wrong. I told him, I said, that's the mentality that the world gave us. But there are times, and it took a long time for me to learn this, there are times where we have to step away. And you say, well, that's not very loving. It is loving, because sometimes we have to learn something from the Lord. And if we're always trying to fix the person's problem, the Lord can't do his thing because we're covering it all the time. Can you follow that? Can you follow that? We should be the enabler. Right? So we think we're helping, but all we're doing is not letting the person sink low enough that he decides or she decides to cry out to Jesus, who they need, but they never do because we're supplementing all the time. Right? Guilty, guilty, guilty. And what happens is we're not surrendering to God's will at that moment. Can you believe that? Because if we're surrendering to God's will and we're listening to discernment from the Lord and he says, step away, but everything inside you says, I need to help, but the Lord is saying, step away, we need to step away. Or else we're part of the problem. But you better be listening to God and you better be praying. Because more often than not, we are meant to help. But there are times where we're meant to step away. Because then what you're doing is you're taking on a burden that God doesn't have for you. And you already have burdens. The burdens that he wants you to deal with. And sometimes adding that extra bit is just enough to crumble your arms. Yeah. And that rock is a little closer to your head. Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you look not only on his own interest, and this world is all about our own interest, isn't it? It's all about what makes me happy. Do what makes you happy. Make yourself happy. Do whatever you want. It's all about your happiness. Take a picture of yourself. Pretty it up with a filter so you look better than you actually look. Then people see you in real life and go, that ain't the way you look. I saw you on Facebook and you didn't look like that. But let each of you not look only for his interest, for your own interest, but also for the interest of others. And if we're looking for the interest of others, we're going to help each other. And you know what? Takes your mind off yourself. The problem with nighttime, and I've learned this over the years, is nighttime, because that's where my son was at night, was it's quiet. And all you can do is focus on yourself a lot of times. So I guarantee that when Steve is out and about helping other people, his anxiety is probably not as bad as when he's just there quiet at night. Because all of a sudden it becomes, here comes nighttime, and I can't sleep. I know I'm not going to be able to sleep again. I want to do all the right things, but I can't get there. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. And before you know it, you're just in a cycle. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. And where's your focus? All on yourself again. And that's what happens. The enemy attacks us and says, think about this all the time. And it just cycles in there, cycles in there. And you're like, where's the stop button? Can I hit a button and just shut my mind off? And if it was that easy, it'd be beautiful, wouldn't it, Steve? Oh my gosh. But it doesn't. But you know what? There's always a purpose to this stuff. I'm telling you, I've seen it too many times to deny it. I can't deny it anymore. There's a purpose to this stuff. Steve had to be broken down. You know why? Maybe it was for himself, but really it was for us. For us. See, again, we want to go back to ourselves. What am I doing wrong? Where am I faltering? I don't have enough faith. But maybe it was a message for us to grab a hold of, to see somebody who That's a lot of pressure for a person. A lot of pressure. It's too much for a person. So what happens is he gets built up. And so what people need to see is he's a real person who struggles like the rest of us. Yeah, he does some great things, but he's real. He's got problems. He's human, believe it or not. He's a human person with human emotions. And you know what? There was something that had to happen there. Stephen's very pride. And some of that becomes pride. And what happens is when you unburden yourself and you say, listen, I'm human like the rest of you, that chips away at pride a little bit. The best thing I ever did when I was having anxiety is I went out and started, you know, I was burning it all myself, holding it in, just howling because I was on the floor crying in the kitchen sometimes. And that, what I did is I went out after a while and the Lord told me, like, and I didn't even know the Lord was telling me this, but he said, tell people. Stop trying to hide it. Tell people. That unloaded the burden off of me. I didn't have to put on a show in front of people. I showed that I was carrying extra stress, extra burden inside. It's unsustainable. Why do you think all the actors, actresses, musicians all cracked at some point? Because they have an image they're trying to hold up. They're trying to hold their image up. That will crack you. And we all need people coming by our side to help us. And Exodus 17:12 is a good example of that. But Moses' hands became heavy. His hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it. And then you know what happened? Aaron and Hur supported his hands. He needed somebody to come along the side of him on each side and hold up his hands. He wasn't going to do it himself. One on one side and the other on the other side. And you know what happened? His hands were steady until the going down of the sun. He couldn't have done it on his own. And Moses was the leader. People were looking up to him. They were looking up to him. They thought he was a person of stature that they could lean onto and press into. And they could! But he needed help sometimes. And in that moment, he needed help. God resurrected Jesus. Even in our own circumstances, he can resurrect us out of our circumstances. You got to believe that. Because if you don't have that faith, if you don't have that trust, if you don't have the belief, what's going to happen is nothing good. And that's why it's important to gather together and understand this stuff. Support each other. Understand this stuff. I don't care how tough you think you are, the world will break you. At some point, I've seen some pretty tough guys crying. Broken. And that's where they needed to be at that moment. There's no shame in that. Anybody who says that there's shame in that is wrong. It's wrong. Because we sing songs like, I cry out to Jesus. If we sing the song, then we better be acting the act. So never be sad or hurt that you're crying out to Jesus. We're meant to do that. He knows we're weak. He knows our struggles. He knows the time frame of our struggles. He knows how long we have to battle through those struggles. But we got to be listening to what he's telling us so that we can overcome those struggles. And now on the other side, we're going to be stronger. We're going to be bolder. We're not going to be afraid to go out and tell other people out in the world, like, listen, I'm a Christian. I do all the things. I'm trying to do all the things that he's telling me to do to get through life, to get through the struggles. But even so, sometimes I need help. And sometimes it's in the form of medication. God made people smart enough to create a medication to help people. Now you've got to go home and pray with the Lord. Nobody likes to take pills because there's side effects and all this other stuff. Nobody likes that. But you've got to go home and pray. And if the Lord says, take a pill, take a pill. Because if you're diabetic and you don't take a pill, guess what happens? You lose a leg. You start losing body parts until you die. And I don't think the Lord wants that to happen. I don't get the impression that that's his goal. So, dear Lord, I just lift up every single person in here. We're all carrying burdens. But let us drop our pride. Let us understand that you are the provider, that you place each one of us in each other's life to help each other get through this journey in the best way that we can. Not turning each other down, not pointing out everybody's flaws, but building each other up. Guiding each other, listening to your word, listening for your discernment, when to help, when not to help. This journey is not easy. And that's why we needed you. That's why you came down to this earth, died for me and everyone in here. You came down, died for me and everyone in here. For this reason, knowing how weak we are, we can put on a good show all we want, but it means nothing. And people can see through that, whether it's real or not. So I pray that they understand that this is a real relationship with you, Jesus. And we're crying out to you. And if it's not physically crying out with tears coming down our eyes, it's heart crying out to you. We put all our faith in you, and I thank you for Steve's testimony today. Testimonies that we're all meant to share with each other so that we can understand that we are real people. Yeah. We're not just little pawns being moved here to there. Love you and thank you. In your name.